Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Executive Director Karen Eisen joins us on today's program to preview a presentation coming up at their quarterly meeting next Friday. Well, Karen, coming up, we had a conversation about this almost a year ago, in fact, and it's coming up once again with the Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance, and that is a continuation of a housing study, finding ways to get our community more housing that it really needs to continue growth into the next 10 to 20 years. First of all, what has really been the planning process behind this and this partnership with Central College, and then we'll get into that next phase.
Well, really, it started back in 2014 with our Pella Area Development Corporation and a partnership with Central College faculty to really look at what factors would shape a vibrant community and what should Pella do over the next 20 years. So over the course of the last 2.5 years, Central College has really been collecting data, analyzing that, giving us those results. And from the first two phases, they really found some significant factors that shape vibrant communities. Some of those refer to high graduation rates, high population with a BA degree or higher, high home ownership rates. A lot of those we did very well in, except for the high rate of home ownership. So they really took it upon themselves to drill down even further and find out why that is. So the phase three, which they looked at over the winter, and now phase four, which we will have presented in our upcoming membership meetings, really look at what factors can help shape high home ownership rates. Really looking at what role does incentive programs, development regulations and restrictions, what part does that play in and what factors does that have in improving your home ownership rate?
Well, and the next phase of this really is continuing to drill that down. You had a first presentation, as I mentioned, about a year ago now. And right now, the Pella City Council, in fact, is beginning their process of working with it as well. What is that next step and how important is that in guiding policy coming up over the next year for the council?
Well, the information that was really garnered from this phase three and phase four is really meant to help not only the PACE Alliance move forward, but also to give information to the city council members when they're looking at developing incentive policies or putting in regulations and zoning applications. So we are hoping together we can really create a formula that is really going to advance and create housing in our community.
Well, and this is one of the driving factors, as I understand it, behind the need for the PACE Alliance was to pool these resources, because as the study has shown and really as this information continues to grow, this is a industry, I guess, neutral proposal. The idea is that everybody in this community needs more housing. Is that's the overarching message, I assume?
Well, housing affects every industry, every person, every employee. It really doesn't matter who you are or what you do. You need to have places to live that are affordable to you, whatever that range may be. So this is kind of a unifying and global challenge for our community.
Well, and this has implications too, as we mentioned, on the city side with taxes and things of that nature. When you're looking at this presentation coming up, and for folks who are considering, this is on May 19th, by the way, at the Graham Annex in the morning for breakfast during the quarterly meeting, you know, why should businesses be interested in learning about this, especially through their PACE membership?
They should be really interested in looking at what factors will drive housing here. And why that's important to them is that's their employees, that's their customers, and that is what is going to really either move our community forward or create a stagnant environment for us. And that, of course, is not something we want to have. So if we know what we can do to really advance that, everybody can take part in that. So I think it's a baseline knowledge level that we all need to have, and we can all go forward from here.
And then how can folks sign up, members or non-members, to be a part of this quarterly meeting, and how can they RSVP?
They can call our office at 628-2626, or they can email myself if they would like at karen@pella.org. And again, it is next Friday, May 19th. At 7 a.m. in the morning at the Graham Annex. We will have breakfast first and then go right into the results of the study that Central College has worked on for us.
Once again, that was PACE Alliance Director Karen Eisen. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.